Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Camps are over, right? Everything's done. Like,
no, absolutely not.
People still go to camps?
Yeah.
Should be. Really?
Why would you go to a camp?
Yeah,
after COVID,
fun.
COVID killed everything.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never went to an overnight camp, but I went
That's
to
not the, called a camp, buddy.
Well,
that's called
I went
juvie.
To, yeah.
No, what?
I went to like the, it was called Summer Enrichment. So it was like classes.
That's called summer school.
No, but it was.
Dude, why would you just admit you're stupid?
I was smart and I was enriching my, it was extra, you signed up for the camp. It was at the college. It wasn't at high school.
But then you would go home after?
Afterwards, yeah. It was just
that's
like every
camp.
Day.
Like growing up, camp for us was a way for your parents to be able to go somewhere.
Yeah, because they would send you somewhere that you would spend a lot of overnights at a cabin somewhere in the woods,
yes.
Far away.
I feel like...
And my mommy would miss me too much for that.
I just feel... Maybe it's just me. Like, our parents' generation wanted us to get away from them.
Yeah.
So they sent us away for weeks and weeks. And then when all the, like...
Helicopter parents?
No, I was thinking more like bad things were happening to kids at camps.
Oh
they started pulling them out.
Then
not sending
the
them
camps
camp.
Would like now like do parents trust to leave their kid somewhere for a week with?
Yeah, he'd have to be pretty old, I think.
Who'd have to be the kid?
My son, yeah,
oh.
To go. Like I
was like,
yeah.
The camp director.
Yeah.
He's got to be past his prime if I'm gonna give him my kid.
You can outrun him.
So I think what we want to do is camp. I don't know if we're calling them camp catastrophes, camp stories. Like, what happened to you at camp? Were camps always a coming of age place? Did anybody get action?
No,
because I went to a band camp, but it was only like two overnights. And it was, I'm going to tell you this.
That's not a real camp.
I spent the night on like enrichment.
Just admit
point.
You're a nerd.
I'm going to tell you this. Just like in American Pie. Was that in American Pie?
Yeah.
Band camp is crazy.
Yeah, because you get like all of the fun weirdos together.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nerds.
You're crazy for showing up is
no,
what you are.
No, it's nerds and they're all pent up.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good pent
and
up.
And they're all like musically inclined. So they're very left brained and very, it's,
wow.
Dude. I'm going to tell you right now, if you didn't go to band camp, you didn't come. That's why you didn't lose your V card until you're like 24.
I was not 24. And please tell me they elected you captain of
I
the band camp.
I was captain of band camp. So, I mean, what we want to hear is like, did you come of age? What?
Did you get any action? Did you get hooked up? Did you?
I rounded third.
At band camp?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then you start to learn the different... never mind.
That's like a normal camp second base.
Yes.
No, it's not. You start to realize who you're going to gravitate towards.
What
type instrument?
Of... Wait.
Okay. Cellists. Better with their hands.
Oh,
read instruments. I don't need to keep going.
So like a hand. You're
there's
thinking,
yes.
Okay.
You're
wow,
like,
wait. Show us.
It's like
up.
A menu. Yeah. It's like, what do you want to do tonight? I'm thinking tuba player.
Bass bassoons.
So there, I mean, there's a bunch of people who've done some jacked up stuff. The thing that I remember from my camp,
band camp.
No, the other camp at Camp St. Malo.
Oh, that was the religious camp.
Did you go to a religious camp?
I did. One summer it was a Catholic camp.
How many days were like overnights?
Yeah, they were supposed to be for like 3 nights and 2 days, but me and another dude got kicked out. And they made us come, parents come pick you up. And
they weren't forgiving.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a Christian camp where it's like turn the other cheek. You're like, not for these two.
Yeah. No. we see where this is going.
They threw us into the poison ivy and made us call our
parents.
What
did you do? Do you remember?
We were he had snuck in some stuff and
drugs,
kinda, and some alcohol.
It's not kind of, Steve. It's either he snuck in drugs or he didn't.
He did, and so
got into a God camp.
Yes, and we were so at night. It was the first night. We were afraid, and we didn't know where to go. And finally, knew where to go and when to go. And that's bam, we got busted. We didn't even get a chance to light anything up. We were just walking to where we were going.
Let me guess. Brain trust of you two went to the altar.
Well, where else? They weren't expecting there. That's the one place.
The one spot they're not looking. Exactly. Janitor closet, they're looking.
Right. And we got asked to leave, so.
So we want to hear your camp stories. Like, if you did the poison ivy thing, there were plenty of people at the camp I was at who squatted.
Did what? Oh, right on a...
If you don't know how to identify it and you get it on your...
You're right.
Your fun is over.
Yeah.
It's like jagged leaves. It looks like marijuana.
They do, from what I remember, do they have a little red on them or something?
Is it? Okay.
I can't remember. But I definitely would. I didn't squat.
Right.
I got real good at air squats and stuff out there.
Air squats.
I think I held in a poop.
That's what you...
That's when you learn camp constipation.
Yes.
You're like, I'm not pooping in the woods.
Right. No way.
I'm not.
Yuck.
All right. So we want your camp catastrophes. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059.
I've been to a lot of camps.
Oh, God.
Like
Nerd camps.
No. Pretty cool ones.
Okay, go.
Like an equestrian camp.
Oh, learn how to ride horses.
Yeah, and that I also learned I'm allergic to horses.
Oh, fun.
Short trip?
No, I stayed the whole time.
Because your mom owns horses. So
yeah.
She might be sending you a signal. What else are you allergic to? I'm starting. Oh, my God, she has a bagel shop.
Yeah. Yes, with
mom. And Aaron Celia.
Oh, my God.
Your mom wants you dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I just thought it.
I'm thinking about opening a candy store. Aren't you diabetic?
Yeah. And you can work there, right? Yes. What you're hired.
Well, it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
That's the rumor. Holy crap, Aaron.
But then I've been to like other ones too, like where I've gone to Montana for a week and canoed down the Lewis and Clark River.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
Done. Yeah, I've done like a lot of fun, cool stuff.
That is
nothing
cool.
Weird ever happened.
Did you ever hook up? Is that the point
no.
You never got? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, band camp.
Well, something happened weird. It was... I don't know, does this count as camp? It was my summer enrichment. So I was in the computer class because the internet was kind of new and I was nerdy and dorky.
How long are we letting him go before we just cut him off?
We were learning how to send evites and the only email address I knew at the time was my dad's at work. So I send him like 100 evites, you know. But anyways, what I remember most was it was all a bunch of middle school and like elementary school kids who would do this during the summer, but it was at the college. So they still had real college summer courses going on.
Okay.
And for some reason, they always did it the same week that... the biology or whatever class it was, they were dissecting cats.
Oh, God.
And that's
really?
What I remember the most. The smell.
The formaldehyde.
And also just being able to see the shaved, bald cats.
And ripped open.
Yep. Yeah. And I remember coming home and crying after seeing it. Because I was way too young to see it.
Oh, God. I remember at my... Did you guys have to do nature walks and crap at your... I don't know
like
what...
Like an outdoor lab?
We did at the Catholic camp at Camp St. Malo.
You got lost.
Don't you? You are misremembering the story.
And they had a lot of
They made us go out and like walk in the snow in bare feet for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. And we would do it at night.
Like, whoa.
It was something to like.
Navy SEAL camp?
It sort of was. Like bugs. But no one will believe this story, but I swear this is true. There was a guy, we kind of had a buddy system, and the guy that was behind me always, his name was Brian. I know his whole name. He would fall down, he'd slip on the ice, and I'd walk about 200 yards, and I'd turn around, he would not get back up. So I would turn around, pick him up, and walk him back. Like, I'd get him back inside. So one time I get about 200 yards, I turn around, and I'm like, he fell down again. So I circle back looking for him. I kept walking and walking and could not find him. And I'm like, this is my buddy. I'm gonna like, he's not my friend. He's my
your walking buddy.
Yes. Yeah.
You're responsible for him.
Yes. And I looked for him for probably 2 hours.
Barefoot
in the snow.
Correct.
Dang.
Now at this point,
did you follow his tracks in the snow?
No. Because we had all walked there.
Oh.
It was all one trail of like 40 students kind of walking through. So now I'm not thinking clearly. Now I'm missing.
Yes.
So are search parties looking for me.
Is that other kid that you were looking for? Is he looking for you now, or is he?
When they found me and wrapped me in swaddling clothes and snowmobiled me back to Camp St. Malo,
fun.
And I came walking in. I want to say his fat face name. He's just sitting by the fire drinking hot chocolate, loaded with marshmallows. And I'm like, "You a-hole! I was looking for you." My parents are driving up to Estes to get me because they were like, he's somewhere in the wilderness of Allen's Park or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Looking for, man, I want to say your name, Brian, so bad.
Brian's like, who?
Dude.
Oh, butters.
All right, so if you got a camp story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know if we're calling this camp catastrophes or just camping in general,
right.
But if you've been a victim of something at a camp, we want to talk to you. Brittany.
Yes.
Yay. Camp, what happened?
Yeah, there was a kid that was up there in the 50s, and I believe it sounds like he might have been doing something like you were, going through the snow in his bare feet.
Are you talking about Camp St. Malo, where I went?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was out there, and he went missing, and they were not able to find him for a long time, and then they never found out who killed him. They found his body years later, and they never found out who killed him. There was a kind of sketchy guy that worked at the camp, though.
What? You're a suspect,
yeah.
Slacker.
I was not there.
Are you sure?
During the murder in the 50s. Thank you. Brennan.
Yes.
Yes. Camp, what happened to you?
So I was in camp probably, I was probably 11 or 12 years old. But anyways, my camp counselor, they had us grind pine cones against our shins and our calves so that we would build up, you know, extra tenderness on our legs when we were walking through the forest and whatnot. And so one of the times when this one kid, he found this massive pine cone. I've never seen a pine cone like it. I mean, this was basically a mountain pine cone that this kid had grinding up against his leg, and the next morning he's got, you know, these huge scratches up and down his legs and everything, and I mean, it looked like spaghetti going up and down. And so we were like, oh, this must be some kind of, you know, thing that camps normally do, up until we found out that, you know, when we were talking about the pine cone initiation, that wasn't quite a normal thing.
I haven't heard of that.
I haven't either. And
you're causing kids to like cut.
They're
learning self-harm.
Sensitive to the blunts?
Yeah.
Especially that one kid, that poor kid with the big pine cone. I mean, we all selected our pine cones.
Yeah,
and
I picked
most
smallest
of
one.
The ones or the newer ones.
Yeah, the new ones won't break off on you.
Look at you guys, expert on the pine cones.
Listen, I got a couple Austrian pines in my yard, Steve.
Okay.
And the newer ones are more of an exfoliation.
Gotcha.
Whereas the one he's describing is more scar tissue.
Ah, look at you.
Wow. Thank you for the call, man. Lazy Susan.
Yay.
Oh, I love this name. So, Camp, what do you got?
So, it was in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and I was a little crap head when I was going to camp. And I snuck out one night and cut the rope to the bell. So when they pulled on it, it went ding and wake us up. And then I duct taped it back loosely. So when they pulled on it, it would just fall down to their feet. And earlier that day, I stole all my camp counselor's underwear and then duct taped it all to the dong of the bell. So when they went back up to repair it, they'd go back down, try to pull on it, and it would just ring silent. And we got like an extra half hour of sleep that day. It was so awesome. And I think they still tell stories about me at that camp.
You're a legend.
Yeah, you're a legend, yeah. But if you put even one-tenth of that energy into just making a good God's eye, you wouldn't have to do that stuff.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I was still camper of the year that year. Don't you worry.
Oh, I dominated.
He's the rope underwear guy. We got to give him camper of the year. Thank you, Lazy Susan. How do you get around and steal everybody's underwear and not get kicked out? Emily?
Yay.
Camp, what do you got?
I went to a camp where one of the campers got scabies. So then they had to take all of our clothing, all of our stuff. They had to go wash it. And then we had to go up to the showers, take a bath, rub this lotion, and walk back to our cabins naked until it dried.
Is that the thing? Is that a bug that like goes under your skin or something?
They're really small and they're almost tiny and invisible. And so like, you don't know if you have it until you're like, I think you have a lot of them and then you're itching all over.
That's just fun.
So you're just, it's a whole bunch of naked kids.
Itching, I guess.
Yes.
I think that pretty much sums up the camping experience for a lot of people.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,